I will come into your presence, Lord, with sacrifice praise. With a song I will exalt you, Lord, with it be your holy name. I will give you all the glory. You delivered me from shame. Your presence, Lord, with the sacrifice of praise, with the song I will exalt you, Lord, blessed be your holy name. I will give you all the glory, you delivered me from shame.
A mighty river.
nations of the earth. This thirsting, living water, quench this thirsting in my soul. There is a river flowing from the throne. It brings healing to the nations of the earth. Everything thirsting in my soul. I'm gonna run with fire the good news of the gospel I will speak. I'm gonna fly in the spirit. I'm soaring all the mountains of defeat, because Jesus, you are the truth that sets me free. Because Jesus, you are the power in me. I'm jumping on the river of redeeming grace. I'm gonna shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, giving praise to you, my God, hooray. I'm gonna shout I'm gonna shout.
great things. Oh, he's done great things.
Great. gotta put that O in. Great things.
Great things. Great things. Oh, he has done great things for me.
Tell somebody. Great things.
Great things. Great things. Oh, yes, he has done great things for me. Somebody say, oh, he has done great things for me. Great things, great things, he has done great things for me.
Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Oh, bless the name. Say, God came here to bless you this morning. Tell us about it. Say, God came here to bless you this morning. Say, God came here to bless you this morning. Say, blessings on his mind this morning. Say, the blessing of the Lord is on his mind this morning. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, I've already talked to him and blessings already on his mind. I was out there at the coffee bar and the Lord said, I have enough people now that I can bless. So you might as well go on and get started. Hallelujah! Do you need a blessing? Do you need a blessing? Oh! Hallelujah! Somebody needs a blessing this morning. Somebody needs a blessing this morning. Somebody needs a blessing this morning. Somebody needs a breakthrough this morning. He said, I've got enough people here already that I can bless. He said, now I'm ready. He said, now I got somebody I can bless. Hey! Hallelujah! Just bless the Lord. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is in this place. Whether you realize it or not. The Holy Ghost is looking right back there at that little boy back there. The Bible says, that's how you praise him, just like a little child. He said, hey, just praise him like a little child. Do what he wanted to do. He's not finished yet. Hey. Hey. Yeah. Is that the best you can do? Give it to him. Give him the best you got. Come on. Just praise him one time. Hey! I'm here to tell you it's already done. I got a good one. But I'm gonna give you one more chance just to praise him for 30 seconds like you're going out of your mind. And all you can do is wave your hand, just wave your hand. But I promise you, God's gonna bless you. That's what's on his mind. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Praise him! 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 Praise him!
If you want to bless me, Lord, that's all right with me. If you want to bless me, Lord, that's all right with me. If you want to bless me, Lord, that's all right with me. It's all right, it's all right, Lord, you make it all right. Well, if you want to bless me, Lord, that's all right.
That's all right with me.
with me. Like you said you would, it's all right. It's all right, just like you said it would be. It's all right, Lord, you made it all right. Well, I made it through the river, I made it through the rain, I made it through sickness, I made it through pain. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right, Lord, you make it all right. It's all right, it's all right, Lord, it's made it all right. Just like you said it would be, it's all right, come on. Just like you said it would be, it's all right. Just like you said it would be. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright, Lord, you made it alright. Therefore I trust you, like you said it would be. It's alright, just like you said it would be. It's alright, like you said it would be. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright, Lord, you made it alright. I'm a stick with Jesus. I'm a stick with Jesus. I'm a stick with Jesus. I'm a stick with him. I'm a stick with Jesus. I'm a stay with Jesus. It's all right. It's all right. Lord, you made it all right. Sorry, it's church. No, I'm not. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord? Just tell him like he's in this room. Just say, I'm going to stick with you, Jesus. Tell him, I'm going to stick with you, Lord. I'm going to stick with you, Jesus. I'm going to stick with the Lord. Give him a hug. Hug everybody. Get it. Move around.
like nations, girl. No place like nations. No place like nations. No place like nations, girl. Love, commitment, devotion, giving your heart, your soul, and emotion.
Lord, give us some good line, amen.
An offering of love. Don wants one. Anybody else? Jesus, Isn't God good? All right, good. It's Sunday morning. Thank you, Jesus. It's Sunday morning. I'm just getting a good response this morning. Hallelujah. All right. This is the Lord's Day, and it's just a wonderful time we have to fellowship with God. Amen. And I'm so excited that you're here this morning. I know God's got something for you, and that's why you're here. It's not an accident. So prepare your heart for the Word of God, because I know it's going to be good. Amen. And it will change your life if you apply it. But right now, we're going to receive this morning's tithes and offerings. So if you've prepared in your heart what to give and are giving in faith, I want you to stand up with me. Now, we know the tithe is the Lord's. That's the first 10%. That's what the word tithe means, a tenth. And we know that it's the first fruits, the first priority. We know that when we tithe, God rebukes a devourer. Amen. But how many of you want to get into abundance? That's where the offerings come in. Of course, God also requires an offering. But then there's a level above just basic offerings and basic giving that you can get into. And if you've been there, raise your hand with me. Amen. I know some of you have been there. God's blessings just start to flow. And I tell you, once you start giving, I know it's been said a million times, but you really can't outgive God. And people think that that's just something preachers say to get your money. But there's lots of ways to get money. But I'm telling you that you can't outgive God. And when you give to God, not just to the church, but, you know, sometimes God will put it on your heart to give to somebody else. It may not even be money. It may just be of your time, or it may be something that you have in your possession already that he wants you to bless somebody with. But you cannot outgive God. Once you start, amen, God's blessings will overtake you. And I'm saying that Pastor Rod earlier said that the blessing of God is here. God wants to bless some people. And I want you to know that all you got to do is step into it. Last week, I talked about the 11th hour worker, that some people have been doing it all this time in faith, and they'll get upset when the new one that just starts gets the same blessing. Amen. But the season for blessing is here, and it is now. So I want to encourage you that if you haven't already tried it, today is the day of salvation. Today, choose what you're going to do. Make up in your mind that you're going to obey God and step out in faith. And I don't care if this is the first time you've ever heard about giving. If you step out in faith today, God will meet you, because that's the season that we're in. Amen. So lift that offering with me in faith. And those of you that have been planning for a long time, you ought to be excited, because that fruit is coming back. Amen. Father, we thank you, Father, for your word. We honor you in the area of giving. I thank you that you have a supernatural blessing for everybody. And it's not just a small token, but Father, you have a blessing that will really overtake us if we let it, Father. I thank you that you have abundance for us, that, Lord, you've heard every prayer that we've ever prayed, and it's your intention to answer every last one of them. Father, I thank you that you have made your riches available to us. So, Father, we tap into that realm by stepping out in obedience, and we receive your grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you've got your offering, the Bible says to bring your tithe, so you can go ahead and bring it up.
Make sure all the cell phones are off. Why don't y'all come up a little bit closer for me? Sister Dawn, amen.
Amen. How many thank God for troubled waters? I'm talking about in a good sense. Amen. Amen. The good kind. Amen. It makes things better for us. Isn't he a wonderful Savior? Oh. Say, Jesus is wonderful. I'm not going to print it out. I'm just going to work right with this today, and y'all are going to love me anyhow, right?
Glory to God.
Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody, amen. Y'all are kind of quiet for me this morning. Amen. You hungry for Jesus and for the Word? Why don't you open your Bibles and to the Gospel of John? And I don't know how to mute this thing, but maybe Brother Jesse does. John chapter 3. When you got it, say, I've got it. Hallelujah. How many of you are open to move on a higher level with God?
Amen.
How many of you are open to it? I mean, I'm talking about just open to flowing with God just for a little bit. For riding one of his waves out and seeing where it takes you. Amen. He is here in this season and in this hour in a very special way. So close. And I'm so directed. I mean just so eager to do good things. Amen. I mean, he's got an agenda. And we've been walking with the Lord for a while. How many of you know that you can sense his presence? Amen. You can sense the Lord. He never changes. But he reveals different things about himself, or we get to experience or feel different things about him as we walk with him and as we go through different seasons. Amen? And over the last few weeks, amen, I've always known that God wants to bless his people. But I don't understand everything about him, amen? But this desire to bless his people, there's something behind it. This desire to bless them, I mean, his drive to bless you is so much greater, amen, than your willingness to cooperate with him in order for him to do it. Somebody say hallelujah. And just getting the people in position to allow the power of God, the grace of God, and the anointing of God to flow through them so they can be who God wants them to be and do the thing God wants them to do. And it was just as clear as day. I was out there and, hadn't heard him that much. And I'm meditating with him in the morning, amen, and praying with him and getting in contact with the Lord, amen, and got kind of the direction I wanted to go in today. But I was out there, that clear voice. Somebody say, thank God for the voice of the Holy Spirit, the leading and guiding of the voice of the Holy Ghost. As if we had been in a Holy Ghost meeting and we're in the middle of a service, it was that clear. All right, now I'm ready. Got enough people I can bless. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you may not know this. It's hard ministering in this way. I just have to communicate with you so you'd have some sort of understanding. Think this person's playing games with my mind or messing with me. I got better things to do with my time. Amen. But so clear in his communication, as if he's just sitting right there and just speaking. And like you can overhear him speak or overhear his thought. Amen. And just little clear sentences as different things are going on. Amen. And as you were sowing this morning, getting ready to sow, and I could hear the heart of the Father or the heart of Jesus say, yeah, give me something to work with. Y'all are quiet in here. Y'all are quiet in here. Too quiet. Amen. If you heard it the way I heard it, amen. When God lets you in on stuff like that, you can call it whatever you want to. That's a good thing. That's a great thing because we don't understand. I don't know what it's like for everybody else. I don't know what it's like. I've been out of some other churches for a while now. Amen. And I don't know how different people hear or different people do things. Amen. But I just heard that. He said, yeah, give me something to work with in his eagerness to bless us as we go through different things. And, you know, it's the obedience that brings the blessing. And he goes through these services and gives different directions and all this other stuff. And as he gives us a direction or something to obey him in, that's an open door. Say, he's eager to bless me. Say it again. He's eager to bless me. He usually does what he talks about if we let him. And we're hearing things like we're starting to walk in things that we weren't able to walk in previously, amen, or do previously. And now we hear those things and we just take it and walk in it. Somebody said, praise the Lord. We heard a testimony the other day about somebody that said, hey, look, doesn't even go to the house of God. God is doing what he said he would do. And as soon as God does what he said, that's a $2 million tithe to the church.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's the church.
Hallelujah.
And God's keeping his end of the bargain.
Amen.
I don't believe that's the only one. Amen.
Amen.
I don't believe that's the only one. That's just one way that God wants to bless.
Amen.
But what is he able to do in you? You ought to take a step of faith and try. The Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Somebody say hallelujah. Every once in a while, you ought to try. You know, when we get into tithes and offerings, we try God. Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Why don't we go there just for a quick second as I'm getting ready to get into this thing. Amen. I'm trying to encourage you and I'm being obedient. Amen.
Amen.
3 will get offended or 10 will get offended. Amen. But 1 will get blessed and the one that gets blessed will make up for the 10. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's how it always works. Glory to God. Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Let's go to Malachi chapter 3. Is that all right? As soon as you get there, say, I've got it. Oh, bless the Lord. Somebody say, I love you, Jesus. God's got an objective for you this morning. God's got an objective. Praise the Lord. Good, Sister Dog. Oh, yes, you are.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Yes, you are. Thank you, Jesus. He's in this place.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, you heard that too.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, you know, Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. Get it? Say, I've got it. So say, take him to court.
Take him to court.
Say, take God to court.
Take God to court.
The only place in the Bible where you're allowed to try him, amen,
amen,
or to prove him is in this area. So say, challenge. He gives you, you know, it's a challenge to challenge God. Now, right here, it says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saying the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. So say, have you tried
to open
the windows
of heaven.
Oh, it's too quiet in here. I got to have this. I need to hope out the Holy Ghost this morning. Amen. I'm trying to minister to you. And you know what? And everyone, you don't understand that God will give you the message, but he sends the message through flesh. Amen.
Amen.
And you know, it does. The mindset of the vessel, amen. You know, the mindset of the vessel has something to do with the message.
Amen.
You know what? If you know, God chooses to work that way. And you can tick off a messenger and won't get what you're supposed to have. Amen.
Amen.
It's very important. Look at Nineveh. It was a vessel. Amen. God ultimately had his way, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
But how you get it, amen, makes him, you know, you got to be open and receptive, amen, for God to do what you got to do. So God's not fighting with the messenger, amen, in order to give you what you want.
Amen.
We got to agree with God just to speak the things that he says. Don't you know that?
Amen.
You know, you might be battling, amen. You're battling in what you're hearing, amen. And I'm battling whether I should say it.
Mm.
Yeah, that's good. I know that's good. I know that's good. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But God's got some things to say to you, amen. And you need to hold your, I'm not talking about it, don't get under condemnation, but God's got some things to say to you and got some things he wants to do in you, and he's proven himself to be true again and again and again, amen.
Amen.
So you ought to do something, amen,
amen.
And cooperate.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
God requires that. He says, and try me and see, won't I open up the windows of heaven. Look at somebody and clearly and loudly say, amen. Have you tried,
have you tried
to open
the windows
of heaven?
Sitting
there in lack, sitting there in all of this mess, sitting there in all of this confusion, just sitting there looking dumb instead of trying to open a window of opportunity.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Oh,
bless the Lord. You know, some people say, well, you know what? I've tried. Some people don't try in business. They don't try in anything. But many people don't even try to get God to do anything.
Amen.
Right. Amen. So say, move.
Move.
He said, try me. He said, prove me now, herewith saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the window of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it.
Glory to God.
Somebody say, investigate it.
Investigate.
Say, investigate it.
Investigate it.
Look at me in my face. That's a command of God for you to investigate open windows. If God is going to work with you, that word says prove me, where it says to prove me, when you look at that, that means to investigate it, to figure it out, to learn it. Everybody's got to learn how God works.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
So you have a responsibility as a believer to investigate open windows. And it's not an open window unless so much is coming out of it that you don't have anywhere to put it. Somebody say praise the Lord. You know what? I would hate to have some of you be my DA. I would hate to have some of you become my DA or my investigator. If one of my children got murdered or something happened or I got robbed or something and you were supposed to find the crook or find the burglar and you just say, oh, I guess it was this one. Oh, it's just gone. And I never really went in to look and find out what's going on and find out how it works. Look at somebody and say,
how much
of an investigator of the things of God,
are you?
Do you hear it, or do you hear it and throw it away, or do you hear it and try it and see whether it's true?
Glory to God.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Have you investigated prosperity? Where have you done some old flawless thing in the past that didn't work for you then, not working for you now? Amen. And refuse to get up from your lazy desk. Somebody say praise God. And get out and try it.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said, listen, praise the Lord. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Say, God. Say, God.
Wants
to bless me. I tell you what, nothing makes God madder than somebody that won't let him bless him.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Someone that blocks the flow because, listen, when you when you refuse to receive the blessing of God, you refuse to allow God to be God.
Amen.
When you refuse to, listen, when you live a lifestyle or you do certain things that hinder the fullness of God's potential in your life, amen. You hold him back from revealing who he is. Somebody say praise the Lord. If I will not open the windows and pour out and pour you out a blessing. Somebody say, pour you out a blessing.
Pour you out a blessing.
Say, pour it out.
Pour it out.
That there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Now, some of you, the devil doesn't even have anything to destroy because you ain't got no fruit. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. If you have no, if you haven't planted any seed, you have absolutely no fruit. I don't care what you're saying. I don't care what you're doing. Amen. If you haven't planted, amen, you will have no fruit. And if there is no fruit in your life, it's the result, amen, that you did not cultivate the ground that God gave you. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Either you did not confess it properly, amen. Well, somebody say fruitfulness and, you know, seed time and harvest. Well, listen, if there's no fruit of anything happening, amen, when it came time for you to be confessing the right thing, you didn't do it. Amen. And when the season came for that thing that God gives you promises, amen, and you're supposed to repeat the promises of God, speak them out of your mouth, amen, and plant those seeds. And when the season comes for that thing to manifest, amen, you'll be built up and there'll be fruit in it. What are you talking about, Pastor Rod? I'm talking not just talking about sowing financial seed. I'm talking about sowing verbal seeds.
Amen.
Verbal seeds. God will give you a promise, amen, and when he gives you seed, you're supposed to sow the seed. And so many people refuse to sow the seed in the right time. Amen. And when it comes time for God to move on that thing, they're not going to be fruitful. You know why? Because they don't believe what God said. But if they've been planting the seed all along, I want to bless you. I want to give you an expected end. I want to give you a place to live. Amen. I want to get you debt free. I want to give you a new wardrobe. Amen. I want to give you an upgrade in your job. Amen. I want to work out your relationships. I want to restore your mind. Well, when those opportunities finally show up in front of your face, many people don't jump into it, and they don't jump in it because they don't have any seed for it. But the one that had been confessing it all along, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
At harvest time is opportunity time. Do you hear me? Harvest time is opportunity time. That means when God is ready to do something, amen, if you planted the seed for it, amen, you'll have the faith to receive what God wants to do. And God wants to do something right now for you. He's here to bless you. He came himself to bless you. Came here himself to bring you out and deliver you and to take you to a new level. And many people aren't able to receive what God wants to do right now because they have not seeded for it. And how difficult and how hard it is. You know, you could sit up here and preach and make it so clear and all these things, do whatever you want to do, but they have not seeded for what God wants to do in this hour by repeating the promises, amen,
amen,
they will be unfruitful in that hour. Somebody say hallelujah. So if you're not talking, that when God gives you a promise, if you're not confessing it and talking about it, amen, and planning, someone say planning.
Planting.
Planning is planning, people. If you don't have a plan, amen, planning is planting. Have you planted for what God wants to do in your life? What do you talk about? There is no such thing as a plan without planting. So you must confess and believe God. And see if I will not pour you out. So say it's the pour out season.
It's the pour out season.
Say pour out season.
Say pour out
season. You're going to get fed and somebody's going to grab on this. There are some things I wish I could share, but you wouldn't even understand. Some say pour out season.
Pour out.
I like that. P-O-U-R. Pour out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also P-O-O-R.
Amen.
Pour out season. Amen.
Amen.
Some say both ways. It's a pour out season.
Glory
amen.
God.
When God pours it out from heaven, glory to God, the poor are able to go out from bondage. Amen.
Amen.
This is a pour out season.
Glory
amen.
To God.
And God's going to preach you out of it. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And deliver you out of that. Some say, he's pouring it out.
He's pouring it out.
Pour it out from heaven. Friday night, I saw some things poured out. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
There were things stored up for you in heaven. Promises stored up for you. God's got great things stored up from you in the heavenly place, in the kingdom. And he's ready to pour it out on you if you'd only receive it by faith and walk in it. Look at me. The little that is going on right now, you might think it's a lot, but it's a little.
Hallelujah.
The little that's going on right now, God wants to do more. and he's able to do more. Amen. Amen. But you've got to be born again. Somebody say praise the Lord. Thank you, Father, that there shall not be room to receive it. Look at somebody, say, let's
be born again
in the area
of
blessing mentality. Let's be born again in the area of blessing mentality. Now, we think so many things and we go about so many things and we get so religious about stuff, amen, and miss God's best. Now, in John, I want you to write this out. Go to John chapter 3. When you get it, say, I got it. Chapter 3, verse 1, I believe. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do the miracle that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus then answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Some say you can't see the kingdom of God unless you're born again. Now the religious will see, oh, you can't go to heaven unless you're born again. That's not what this is saying. You know, oh, I won't be able to enter in. That means I got to be born again and I got to say the sinner's prayer or I'll never get to see. Amen. Or I'll never get to go to heaven. Some say it's deeper than that. So say the kingdom of God.
The kingdom of God.
Jesus said the kingdom of God is within you. Somebody say praise the Lord. And somebody was asking me, saying, you know, there's something different or something strange about the way different people minister. And it sees that some may have a different impression about God or a different perception about God. Say, hey, you see God somewhat differently than most people see him. Mm-hmm. Or you communicate with him differently. Somebody say, you must. Be born again, then you'll be able to see the kingdom of God. Am I losing you today? Now listen, it's important for you to be able to see the kingdom of God. Some say the kingdom of God. Now you've got to have an understanding about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is unseen. The kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God contains the possibility of God. It contains the will of God. The promise of God, it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. But there are some things that God wants to show you. There are some things that he wants to reveal to you. Amen. But in order for you to walk in that realm, amen, and to see the best that God has to offer, amen, you must be born again. Now, there have been so many people that have been religiously brainwashed as the Pharisees and the scribes and all of those people. Now, of course, this man should have known, amen, he had religion on his mind because that's what he had, that's what his culture was. But with all of that religion and even all of the scriptures that they would study and do all of that stuff and all the law that man had, he still did not have the possibility to look beyond all of that stuff and see the kingdom. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, it says, listen, except a man be born again. Now that means that word born again, everybody say born.
Born.
That means to spring out of or to bring forth. And it means from the beginning. How many of you want to be born again? Now I know you've been born again from your sins and all that stuff. You're a new creature in Christ Jesus. But there are a lot of mentalities and a lot of thought processes. And a lot of stupid stuff that we got on the inside of us, amen, that we must be renewed in our thinking about. Now, when we become renewed by in the spirit of our mind, that's basically you being born again in our mind. Some say, go back. Who's got that phone on? Okay. Hallelujah. It says, go back.
To the beginning.
Hallelujah. Praise God. It's okay. Everybody's same energy level. So we go back to the beginning.
Go back to the beginning.
And that's what it means to be born again. Amen. Again, it means from the beginning, anew or above. Now, this word kingdom can also be translated realm of God. Unless you go back to the beginning and start over and start fresh. I'm not talking about redo your thinking, but take it back to the start and renew your thinking. Amen. Because you were raised a certain way. We have human mentality. We have earthbound mentality, culture mentality. Amen. Junk that's been put on us. We have to go back to the womb and start all over again from the beginning. Then we'll be able to see the realm of God. Somebody say hallelujah. Now Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born again when he is old, and he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Some say, unless you're born,
of water,
that means purify yourself, amen, been baptized, amen, renewed, made sure that you're dead. You know, when you went down into the water and were baptized, you reckoned yourself, we're going to have a baptismal service in a couple of weeks, you reckoned yourself dead to the world. Amen. You're telling everybody, hey, I'm dead now. That's it. It's a funeral. The baptismal service is a funeral and a birth at the same time. When they go under that water, say, there they go. We drown them. Amen. Then they come up a new creature. Unless a person is born of water, now some crazy people, which say that just means that, you know, you were born out of your mother's womb and you had the water sac or whatever else it is. Some say water. And spirit. So that water baptism is the first thing. You must reckon yourself that. And you must be also born of the Spirit. He cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God. Somebody say you have to have the Holy Spirit as a guide to receive entrance into the realm of the Spirit. For that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. He said, marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but thou cannot tell whence it cometh, and hitherwith it goeth. So everyone that is born of the Spirit, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Well, that somebody say it's talking about seeing. It says, unless you're born again, you will not see the kingdom of God. But then again, he's talking right here in the scripture about the wind. We can hear the wind and go through all these other things, but you don't have the ability to see it. Some say seeing the kingdom, or having your mind or your spirit renewed to where you can know where God wants to go, where God wants you to go, hear his voice, have his direction, and be tuned in. So now, you know, being born again is realize you become as a child. You say, Holy Ghost, I need you to lead me. I need your help. I need your direction. That's born of the Spirit. Amen. So, marvel not that I say unto thee, go to John chapter 10. And Jesus answered and said unto him, who art thou? And he said unto him, art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that which we do know and testify that which we have seen, and we have received not, and ye have received not our witness. If I told you earthly things and you believe it not, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? Now, when you see people look at me all dumbfaced in church, amen, you know why? You have not been born again. You think you know it all, but you have not been born again. Somebody say hallelujah. It's really crazy. Hallelujah. Now, we're sitting in bed. This person should have known it all and done all these other things. And Jesus was talking to him, and everything he was saying was completely out of it. They couldn't catch it. They couldn't discern it. They couldn't figure it out. Amen. In order for them to be born of the Spirit, they had to reckon their mentality dead. Their mindset dead. I need to have revelation. Amen. I need to start all over again. Amen. You just don't have the same mentality, get born again and come out big and grown. That'd be scary, wouldn't it? A baby coming out and telling you what clothes he wants to wear and how he wants to look. Amen. Don't slap me, doctor. Amen. It doesn't work that way. When you come over to the realm of the Spirit, you got to come in knowing nothing, having to have everything revealed to you by the Spirit of God. He said, don't you know this? There is a realm
of the Spirit. Somebody say hallelujah. He said, if I told you earthly things and you don't understand, if I told you earthly things and you believe it not, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? Mm-hmm. Somebody say glory to God. Say, you must be born again in order to receive the heavenly things that people see from the Spirit of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And if they tell you, sit up here in this room and say, hey, something good wants to happen to you. Oh, I don't believe that. God wants to bless you. There's a double portion anointing on right now. Oh, I don't believe that.
Amen.
God's giving you a new day. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Give God something to work for. I don't believe that. See, if you can't believe in the earthly realm, amen, he said, how are you going to believe if somebody takes you over there to the heavenly realm? Somebody gets you over there to the realm of the Spirit, and God starts moving, they start communicating that stuff from you. You don't believe that either. If you're having difficulty believing the wave of the Spirit of God and the move of the Spirit of God, you must be born again.
Amen.
He said, become as a little child. You've got to become as a little child. Somebody say, hey, hallelujah. You've got to become as a little child concerning the blessings of God and the things of God. It's better than what you think it is.
Amen.
It's not, God is not mute. God is not deaf. He's still communicating with his people. He's still walking with his people. He's still helping his people. He's still blessing his people.
Amen.
But we need to get over to the realm to where we can, amen, hear his voice. And listen to him. Somebody say, unless you're born again, you will not be able to see the kingdom of heaven. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
God's just not going to show it to you. He's not going to show you how good he is in that realm or how he literally works. Amen. Because your mentality, you see, you go up there with this earthbound mentality, you get all messed up. He's not going to take you up to the realm of the Spirit to argue with you.
Amen.
You know, because your earthbound mentality might not believe in prosperity. It might not believe in blessing. It might not believe in the supernatural or total healing. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But when you get up there, you don't know what you believe. Lord. Somebody say, a child has no, all it knows is that it loves what gave it birth.
Amen.
And it trusts. If mama puts a bottle in the mouth, it's going to suck. Somebody say hallelujah. It just receives. Somebody say babies.
Believe
and receive. That's why you got to go into the kingdom of heaven as a little child.
Amen.
Don't go up there with a wish list or with limitations.
Amen.
Whatever they show you,
amen.
Whatever he shows you in the realm of the Spirit, amen. Whatever he leads and whatever you perceive, somebody say glory to God. Flow with it. See, it had to change my mentality about some of the things I thought about, what people told me about Jesus.
Amen.
So I don't have a problem with him being eager to bless his people.
Amen.
Nobody ever told me that, amen. I read it in the Bible. That he wants to do that he has that mindset. But I know him. And I know that I've never seen any of you. I've never seen anybody so eager to do good. Amen. As I felt the impression of the Lord toward you.
Amen.
Moved with compassion because he wanted to do some more. Amen. But the people were not able to really flow with him to let him do everything he wants to do. Let me bless you. See, but people think, oh, that's greed. You know what that really is? That's the flesh that won't receive God's best. It's a demon. And you need to be delivered to let God do whatever he wants to do in you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Am I talking too weird for you this morning? Somebody say, we must be born again.
Be born again.
That's why you have to be born again. I mean, he didn't want to keep anything from the past.
Amen.
Any mentality. Amen. He said, well, let go in and let him redo you. No, it's not redo. No, you must be reborn. When you come into the kingdom, you start all over again. Anything you heard when you were unsaved, amen, all that religious, you got to throw it away and go to the Holy Ghost for yourself and with the Word of God. And let God reform you and remake you, amen, and teach you and lead you. So say, born again.
Born again.
Glory to God. If I have told you earthly things and you believe it not, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? Look at somebody and say, you're going to have difficulty.
Believing
the heavenly things that God wants to do. Oh, he's ready to open up heaven for you. He's wanting to open up heaven for you. I hope somebody catches this real quick.
Amen.
He wants to expand your mentality, glory to God. He wants to expand your mentality that you're able to receive what he has for you. Your old counter thinking, your old way of thinking, your old mentality, your old thought process, it's got to die, and you must be born again to this new thing that he wants to do. I mean, when you get to this new realm, I'm going into some new things in my life. Of course, you want to keep some experience. If it's a good lesson, you learn that God is good, God is faithful, amen. But if I walk into a new day, a new season, amen, I'm going to walk in that thing like a child. I've never been here before.
Amen.
I don't understand this, amen. I must be born again.
Amen.
So say, renewed.
Renewed.
Your strength. Renew your mind.
Amen.
Not just empower it or continue it. It says to renew it, make it new. Some say his mercies are new every morning.
His mercies are new every morning.
Given to newborn people. Oh, glory to God. He likes new things. Isn't it good?
Amen.
Isn't it good? Amen. If you're going into new things all worn out, you're not going in. If you're going into a new season all worn out, just thinking about what you went through, somebody say, drop all the baggage. There are a lot of people that have spiritual baggage and a whole bunch of crud, and they're never able to go on, amen. You know, baggage people don't go through. That's why you can't take it to heaven.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. It's new.
Hallelujah.
It's new. Somebody say there's a new thing. Behold, I do a new thing.
Amen.
Are you ready to go into the newness of God? I have told you earthly things, you cannot believe it if I tell you heavenly things. Amen. And it says this, and no man have ascended up to heaven. Somebody say,
your flesh
can't get there. Now, it's not talking about, you know, that there were certain people that did go, you know, in the Bible. Amen. God took them up into the air and different things. Amen. But it says, no man ascended into heaven. That means earthly human mentality can't get to the realm of the Spirit. Amen. The level of your carnality is as high as you get to go. Amen. The moment that there is any mental resistance, amen, doubt or unbelief, earthbound things, that's about as high as you go.
Amen.
No man has ascended up into the realm of heaven. That's why we've got to be changed. When God wants to take us to heaven itself, change in a moment in the twinkling of an eye. So you say, man can't get there. But in the Spirit, we can go. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. But thank God that Jesus came down. When we couldn't get to heaven, heaven came down to us. And we can get there. Somebody say, the possibility of us being born again came because Jesus died. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Somebody say, that's his standard. That's God's standard. We're talking about giving. Somebody say, thank God for that. Oh, will you try him? Will you try him? Somebody says, you've been really weird lately. It'll pass on. He'll be on to something else. It'll pass on. Amen. But we can't change the heart of God.
Amen.
Or how he chooses to manifest himself. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, if you love him, you'll do what? Obey him. If you love, say love and obedience. I'm giving you one more revelation. I'm going to let you go. Say love and obedience. There is no such thing as any obedience without an ingredient of giving. Somebody say hallelujah. In most of the principal cases where someone wants to obey God, amen, they were to meet him at an altar, amen, or to do something, amen, give him a desire of his heart, amen, or give them his life, their life, or a child, amen, or an offering. So if you want to find out if you're being obedient, oh, hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. You want to meet. Now, you don't have to get there. Amen. It's just a little test. For God so loved the world, and there's no such thing as love without obedience. He said, if you love me, you'll obey me.
Amen.
Amen.
You can't obey without you.
That's right. There's no such thing as any form of obedience without manifest. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Giving.
Somebody
say hallelujah. So you're going to have to trust him. Somebody say hallelujah. And as you're trusting him and walking out in the things he wants you to walk out into, somebody say, it's going to come up. Hmm. Tell somebody, it will
come up.
Somebody say hallelujah. I'm just leaving you alone right there. I'm hitting all the little things as we go on here, but it's still good. Amen. Trying to get you. I just got a couple sentences. Amen. From the Holy Ghost. And the last, amen, when I was up there, the last thing I heard as he was taking the offering, I didn't butt in on his offering teaching, amen, but he overheard the spirit of the Holy Ghost, and he said, give it all. I said, I surely ain't saying that. I couldn't understand it. What? Give it all. I didn't understand it. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And I wasn't about to argue with him, you know, or he'll stop letting me know his business. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't even know what he was talking with. To me. Amen. But we get to a point where you can trust him and love him. Amen. That he'll let you. Amen. Know his heart. Amen. Yeah. And you can know his heart. Amen. If you don't trouble it. I know I'm talking weird. But I'm talking about trouble. And that means you got to let him be him without your commentary. So there are certain people who love to go to work, you know, and you're going to work with me while I'm doing something. If I'm painting a picture or doing something, amen, you're not going to cramp my style, my creativity with your commentary.
Amen.
See, there are a lot of people who don't get any of God's. Amen. They don't get to see him do things because they got too much commentary.
Amen.
You just need to every once in a while get with God and shut up and watch him. Don't run your mouth about it. Stop telling him what you think. Amen. Just hang around. Amen. And learn something. Don't challenge him, or he'll put you out. I'm not talking. You know, there are certain people. I believe that's why he probably liked those two that he would take with him, those special disciples. Amen. And he'd go to do certain things. He let them go in the room, and everybody else had to wait outside the room. But he took those two with him.
Amen.
Amen. I believe it was John and Peter. They got to go in all the time. With him, they got to be right there in that inner circle. You know why? They probably got to do that, amen. Now, Peter had a big mouth, amen, but I'm sure when Jesus was moving, amen, he had that mouth shut. They didn't cramp his style. Somebody say hallelujah. There are certain things about God we will never understand when he's doing certain things, but you have to understand, hey, I know ultimately it's for good, and he doesn't have to explain himself.
Amen.
If you listen a little bit clearer, you'll understand it. Hurry up and say, give it all. Then all of a sudden after that, give it all. I said, what? And then I heard, amen, give me something I can work with.
Mm.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's just looking for an opportunity to bring it back to you. So we're teaching. Somebody say hallelujah. New level of obedience. New levels of obedience to see God carry you through. So say, be born again.
Be born again.
Amen. In order to see.
In order to see.
The kingdom.
Kingdom.
Of heaven.
Amen.
And there are good things in the kingdom. Thank God for good things. Why don't you stand? Did you enjoy that today?
Amen.
Did you enjoy that today? Woo, Yamahaya. I'm not going to teach you on this. Sit down for 3 more minutes. I'm going to give it to you and leave it alone. It's just too good, people.
Thank
I hope
you,
you're taking notes. I hope you're taking notes. I hope you're taking notes. Just pray, because the devil doesn't want you to have it. Amen. But God wants to give it to you. God, somebody say, God wants to give me good things.
God wants to give me good things.
Say it one more time. God,
God wants
to give me good things. And I choose to
believe him.
So he's always been like that. What God did you do you believe? What God do you believe? The God that I trust, the God that I serve, amen, is a God that does great things.
Amen.
Somebody say, let's be
released.
Say,
let's be
released. There are certain things. See, God wants to do something. When Jesus comes, captives are always set free.
Amen.
When Jesus manifests himself, that means someone's going to be set free in a certain area of their life.
Amen.
That means that blind eyes are going to be opened.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Eyes will be opened and captives will be set free. The sick will be healed. Amen.
Amen.
And the poor is going to have the gospel preached to them. Somebody say, because Jesus,
is here.
Last part of this thing, it goes in there, and I was going to leave it alone, but I'm going to give it out, amen, because he gave it to me, and I'm going to be faithful to give it to you. In chapter, go right here, 3:6, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent his Son into the world, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might through him might be saved. For he that believeth on him is not condemned. So say, if you believe on him, you are not condemned. So say, if you just believe, you won't be condemned. You'll be set free. If you just believe God, if you just believe God and you just trust him, believe what he said and follow him, amen, any condemned thing in your life, any building, you know, I like that word condemnation. It's like a condemned building. If it's all, nothing good's happened, nothing good's getting in, nothing good's getting out. Amen. Why? It's condemned. But if you just believe God, amen, you will not be condemned. Somebody say hallelujah. And it says, if you believe, and he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath believed not in the name, of the only begotten Son of God. Some say, good things aren't coming out of you. Good things aren't going through you. Amen. The blessing of God is not raining on you. Amen. Supernatural is not happening through you. Amen. God can't trust you to funnel things through you and do what he wants to do. He's limited. Why? Because you refuse to believe the name.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Believe on the name of the only begotten Son. Now, see, people that want to be disobedient and unruly, amen, and all weird, amen, they want to get religious and hide through the guise of things and say, oh, we just get it together in heaven. But, you know, heaven's supposed to pour out right now. Heaven's supposed to be here right now.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
And see, all of us that want to be disobedient, you know, they just want to procrastinate God's manifestation. They ain't caring so much about heaven as you think they are. Amen. He's talking about right now.
Amen.
If you're living in condemnation, glory to God. God doesn't want you living in condemnation, all boarded up. Amen. He wants you looking good.
Amen.
He wants you liberal and looking good. What do you mean liberal? Liberal and giving. Liberal and open. Amen. To be expressive and expansive.
Amen.
Somebody say, set free.
Set free.
Not hindered. Just waiting to die. Ain't nothing getting better. I'm stuck. My life is over. I don't have a career. I don't have this. I don't have that. That's condemned. Don't you know that God's got a future for you? That there's possibility for you?
Amen.
God wants to do a whole lot more for you. He is not finished yet, and you have not reached your potential, more or less his.
Amen.
Somebody say, I've got potential.
Ooh, I've got potential.
Say it one more time. I've got potential.
I've got potential.
You are a tree planted by the rivers of water, and God's flowing through you, and he wants to bring fruit through you. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, he's moving right now. I'm getting out of here. Just let him flow through you. Let him move through you. Let him have his way. Why do you think we sang that crazy song today? If you want to bless me, Lord, it's all right with me. He wanted me to play it.
Amen.
He needed to get something out of your mouth. He needed to get permission because he was unsure whether you wanted to be blessed or not. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yeah, no, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Stand up and just stay in the spirit of the realm of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Oh, Samahaya. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I just got two sentences right there. He said it's hard getting people blessed. There's nothing too hard for God, but it's difficult, amen, getting people blessed. But he said, I've been conditioning them for 7 years.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Praise it, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. He loves you so much. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Working on you. Somebody say hallelujah. Working on you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that he might be able to let his glory flow through you. Why do we teach so much? Why so much revelation? Amen, amen. Because he wants to do something through you.
Amen.
Verse 19 in closing. And this is the condemnation. The light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil.
Amen.
So say, arise. I command you in the name of Jesus to arise. You're not going to stay where you are. There's a higher place.
Amen.
Arise to the level of the Spirit. Amen. Seated with Christ in heavenly places. Get up. Glory to God. Don't love the darkness. Love the light where you can see. Things are dark down here. Get up in the heavenly realm and look down on it where you can see. Don't love the darkness. See, this is the condemnation. This is why people are bound and trapped in and condemned. Because the light comes. Revelation comes. Jesus comes. Prophetic anointing comes into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. It's because they don't want to do what God wants them to do.
Amen.
There are a lot of people that want to get blessed because they don't want God to do in him what he wants to do. It's not because you're just so humble. Oh, I don't need all that. Well, maybe you don't, but God does.
God does. Amen.
Somebody else might need to get it through you.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. I don't need that. I don't need to do this. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. You don't have the mindset of God. Glory to God.
Jesus.
It's not all about you.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's not all about you.
Amen.
Amen. You didn't miss God's mark. God's out trying to bless people. He's trying to save people and deliver people and set people free. And you're just so far off in your mentality. All you think about is your little world, what you can fit.
Amen.
Instead of that God could even bless you, that you could even put the gospel in a nation.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Amen.
Hallelujah.
Wouldn't it be great for you out of your pocket to send a Bible to a nation? Or
hallelujah.
Amen. Say, I just want to take Uganda. I'm going to send the gospel to Uganda. Amen.
Amen.
Because I let God's potential roll through me.
Jesus,
I'll pay for the jet.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I'll send the missionary. Hey, you go over there. I got you covered. You just go where God wants you to go, and I'll stay open, and I'll let the window of heaven give the resources to me, and I'll get it to you. That's the kind of God we serve.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Their deeds are evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light.
Amen.
See, people that want to keep missing God's best for their life and do their own way, they hate revelation. What is he talking about? I hate it. What Brother Copeland talking about? Hagin talking about? This person talking? They hate having the lights come on. They hate having God reveal some things, amen, and seeing the place of the Spirit. Somebody say glory to God. And the reason why they hate the light, and listen, hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth, somebody say glory to God. You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Somebody say hallelujah. Cometh to the light, that his deeds may be what? Manifest. That they are wrought in God. Somebody say, God will rule and reign through me. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Say,
God,
release your power and potential through me. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Father, bless your people today. Bless your people today, Father God, as we hear your word. Manifest yourself in us. We thank you for great things, oh God. We thank you for all the wonderful things you're doing, Father God. Release mentality right now in the name of Jesus. Cause someone to repent and be born again. Born again, Father God, concerning your ability. Concerning your ability right now in the name of Jesus. God, you are a God that can do and will do all things.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Don't worry about that. We're right on time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, y'all be blessed today. Glory to God. I think we got some food.
A bunch of crawfish, enchiladas, dirty rice.
Oh, my. Let's pick out. Put some good music on.